Fine, I think we left off in the end of Sif Yud Gimel. She's talking about the Zayin Kri Chos, wrapping the Ritzuah seven times around the arm and then three times around the finger. So, the Kshira, the Zayin Kri Chos, the Name Ikra, then it's a mini. The Shlub brings down big and yonim about the three Kri Chos around the finger. That's why some say, the Pesukim of Eiras Tich over there, which is being Ramis to Erisin, a Tabas Kedushin, and the three Pesukim are connected, three Bechinas of Tzedek, La'olam Be'emuna, different in Yonim. And the Mishabur brings down different days and how to do the three Krichas, other Achrim also. So each person should follow their meaning, how to do the three Krichas around their finger. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is if they says v'yichrich men al etzbay gimel krichos v'yikshar hazayin krichos. Use the Lashon v'yikshar. Someone will be medayek in there that at the end you should tie it. So it should be ukshartim, tie it on. Like you stick it in and you wrap it around that it won't be loose. However, the meaning is that you do not need to be makbet on that. Even if it's not tied, it's just you're just holding it is also fine. Okay. Sif Yudalit. Yizosh, you are Ritzuis with Tar Shachal Achot. You should be careful that the Ritzuis should be on the black side facing outwards. Vim Irula Shenepcha Ritzua Shesavav Roshe. If the part of the Ritzu which is going around the head, Oi, Savav Zroi, around his arm, it's out of love, and it happened that it turned over to the white side, Achot. Is ani shefest a yifte betzlaka be paida betzlaka. Chain enough lula etzul naaretz beloy natikin if it fell without its cover. Yesh le gamken lesanois. Av leim naflu benatikam if it fell in its cover in its achas anis al yitin eze dov letzlaka. So the achaim say that if it fell with its cover, so give tzlaka. But if it fell without its cover, then either you should fast, which in general we're not into fasting, except for the fast that we need to fast. Otherwise, we don't fast. So then give tzedakah, but give something that feels like you're giving. Something that they're not just a small amount, each person telling the person. Something that feels like you're giving something up. That's what a person should give. Okay, Sivtez Vav. If he says the tefillin place is tzorach lelechas beisikisei, if he removed the tefillin because he needs to go to the beisikisei, kishachoyzo manichon tzorach lachas levarach aleim. When he comes back to put it back on, he needs to make a new bracha. Vim oimid bebracha shal krishma, if he's holding in the middle of the brachas of krishma, dahinu, vim berchas yitzor ulhalon, lo yafsik bebracha shal tefillin, should not be mafsik with the brachas on tefillin, el yanichon beloi brachas. After Shmonesi, you move them and make a bracha on them. Now, the emphasis is this: it's a big tumult in the already in the Gemara and the Rishonim down to the Paiskim. What's considered a hefsek that you'll have to make a new bracha or not? The Mechaber writes. In Meniach Tefillin, Kama Pam, B'Yom, someone puts on Tefillin many times during the day, Tzach Levarach Alem B'Chol Pam, each time he has to make a bracha on them. Every time he puts on Tefillin. Nishmetu Mimkoimam, it moved out of its place, so Mimashvish Bahem, Lachzim Koim, now you move it back into its place, Tzach Levarach, that's what the Mechab writes. Ramah says, Vimach Zechomim, Yivarach Moshe Meniach Fan. The Ramah says, Hizizam Mimkoimam, Adaita Lachzim Miyad, if your das was to put it back right away, tzarech levarach. Hagav yeshayimim shaloi levarach. So the Mechaber says, if you move it out of its place, a das to return it right away, you need to make a bracha. So I said, Rama, I meant the Mechaber. Rama says in the Vishem Shlodavarech. And Mechaber talks about a case of Mishra Menech Tfil Shayad Uberach. Uvetchil Zahidug Nifsak a Kesha Shayad. The Kesha ripped. Votzuch Lasis Kesha Acha. Omnon Laisich Daite. Then the Mechaber says, you don't need to make a new bracha, because it's all the tzarech of the tefillin. And let's say you realize that you just gave me a tefillin to get checked, and the guy and the person played with your knot. So now you realize it doesn't fit on your head well. So you have to fix the knot. So that's all part of fixing the tefillin. That will not be a hefsik. Fine. Okay. Now, so the makar to all this is a gemara in Sukkah. Like I said, Rishayim over there. And then there's a complicated Magen Avraham, which makes things more complicated. Bottom line, it seems that the Minig Ashkenaz is that if one goes to the bathroom, so if they're just going to urinate against in one of the urinals against the wall, so then when he comes back, he will not have to make a new bracha, because since, according to many shittas, it's mutzah to even go wee itzvon to do that. So it's not called itchi. It wasn't pushed off. The mitzvah was still continuing even though you weren't wearing it. So then you would not have to make a new bracha. But if you go into the stool, even if you're only going into the stool to urinate, once you go in there, since it's possible to sit down over there, it's considered a break in the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore when you come back, you'll have to make a bracha. Question is, if you make two brachas or one brachas, that's also a big discussion in the Paiskim. How many brachas to make? And also discussion if the bathroom was close or far. But halacha lemaisa seems that the achra of most Paiskim is like the shittas, like the taz and the bach, that basic kise is mavzik, even if it's close. And in your bracha, there's different minhagim. If you make only laniach, because of a chshash of the shita that holds it, you don't make a bracha, or you make both brachas. The minig olam is right. Okay, I think the minig olam is to make one bracha. That's as far as I remember, to make one bracha. To make just laniach on both tefillin. Now, I'll tell you an interesting story I once heard with Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg used to wear tefillin all the whole day, and he went into the bathroom or the stool where the stool is, and wearing his tefillin. And they asked him, "How can you do that?" So he said he left the door open. Right? Because the whole verse, why we're saying that he's going into the stool is a hefsek, because he might come to, because he could sit down over there. But no one would use it that way if the door is open. So therefore, he held that that's not considered a hefsek to it. Okay, now. Now the whole issue that we spoke about once, the whole thing that we spoke about once, if our beis kisi is heaven beis kisi or not, that lechur is not shaykh to the halachas over here. Because if he is not vart of beis kisi now, if he is a vart of chashash, that you'll be oyster tzrachov with your tefillin. So that makes no difference if it has a shame beis kisi or not. Okay, now what happens if the tefillin move out of place while you're davening? So Mishabur brings down. So first of all, the Shulchan before that, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Shem Cholzim v'Hayu B'Daiti Leloiv Shon Ad Beizu Gimel Shoyis Ein Tzach Levarech. If you move that, if you took them off and you had das to put them back on, but 2 or 3 hours went by in between, Lashon is Ad Beizu Gimel Shoyis Ein Tzach Levarech. You have until 2 or 3 hours. Once 2 or 3 hours come, then that's a that's a hefsek. Others want to say 1 or 2 hours, not 2 or 3 hours. But if a nice amount of time goes by, for sure 2 or 3 hours go by, then even though you had das to put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. Now, let's say you moved out of its place. So what we're talking about over here is dafke, if the whole thing moved out of place or part of it moved out of place, then that's considered like it was taken off. If it only moved a little out of place, that's not a problem. But if it moved most of the way or totally out of place, that's a problem. However, the Mishmur brings down a shla that if it was during tefillah, so even though when it moved out of its place, you didn't have das to put it back on because you didn't know that it was moving out of its place, but there's a umdana that b'shas tefillah, everyone's das is to that should be on. So there's a stum of the das over here. Therefore, during tefillah, you would not have to make a new bracha if it moved out of place, and now you're moving it back into place.
That means the whole shachar is a mishmasi.
As long as it's davening. Right, we usually wear from beginning to the end. So, okay. Fine. We'll just start sifte zayin. Kozman shetfilin alav, lo yasiach daitim em klal. Kozman that the tefillin are on him, except when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei and Tamatar. Right? Then you concentrate on Shemoneh Esrei and concentrate on Torah. Also, Lechov and Sudas Keva, there's Issa to eat in with them on a Sudas Keva. Avachilas Arai, Mutta Lechobahem. Elisha to sleep, Avachilashinas Arai, Asa Behem. Even a Shinas Arai is also with them on. Now, this is the din of Hesach Hadas, which will be magged a little more. Let's just read one halacha, then Yitzchak Hashem tomorrow we'll try to be magged the din clearer. Chayv Adam Mashish B'Tfilin, based on the Gemara that we mentioned before in Masechta Sukkah, about taking your tefillin on and putting it back on. So the Gemara says that a person has to be Mashish B'Tfilin B'chol Shav V'Shosh Nizka B'Hem, so that he'll remember that he's wearing tefillin. So through this, he won't come to a Hesach Hadas Gomer. It's a minig yofa that when you mention the tefillin in Kriyishma, that's a minig yofa. But like we said, that this din of mishmash and the din of nabi masich das will be tomorrow will be made a little clearer.
And maybe it's off it, or if you take it off to reduce it. If you take it off the it, or
the yotz, oh yeah.
Say bochay.
During Berchus Kishma, no, you'll make it after Shemoneh Esrei.
And also,